This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in New Delhi today. During the talks, both sides committed to deepening engagement in trade, investment, technology and innovation, clean and green energy, connectivity and people-to-people ties. India and EU set an ambitious agenda for 2025 and beyond. After the talks, in a joint statement, the Prime Minister said the two-decade-old strategic partnership between India and the EU is natural and organic. The Prime Minister mentioned that several decisions had been made to elevate and accelerate the partnership between India and the EU.
इन्वेस्टमेंट फ्रेमवर्क मजबूत करने के लिए इन्वेस्टमेंट प्रोटेक्शन और जीआई एग्रीमेंट पर भी आगे बढ़ने की बात हुई है. टेक्नोलॉजी और इनोवेशन के क्षेत्र में एक ट्रस्टेड और सिक्योर वैल्यू चेन हमारी साझी प्राथमिकता है. सेमीकंडक्टर, एआई, हाई परफॉर्मेंस कंप्यूटिंग और 6G में सहयोग बढ़ाने पर भी सहमति बनी है.
The Prime Minister added that to enhance connectivity, concrete steps will be taken to move forward with the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. Mr. Modi emphasized that cooperation on cybersecurity, maritime security and counterterrorism will be advanced.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा से जुड़े मुद्दों पर हमारा बढ़ता सहयोग आपसी विश्वास का प्रतीक है. साइबर सिक्योरिटी, मैरिटाइम सुरक्षा और काउंटर टेररिज्म पर हम सहयोग के लिए आगे बढ़ेंगे. इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में शांति, सुरक्षा, स्थिरता और समृद्धि के महत्व पर दोनों पक्ष एकमत है.
In her remarks, President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the relationship has been thriving. India and Europe are bound by shared convictions and values. In Uttarakhand, 16 out of 57 workers trapped in a massive avalanche near Mana village in Chamoli district have been rescued. Teams from ITBP, NDRF, SDRF and the Indian Army are tirelessly working to locate and evacuate the remaining 41 workers. A dedicated army rescue team comprising 7 officers, 17 junior commission officers and 150 personnel is actively engaged in relief and evacuation efforts. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed concern over the incident, stating that the government is closely monitoring the situation and making every effort to accelerate the rescue mission.
में से 16 को सुरक्षित निकाल लिया गया है. बाकी के लिए सभी प्रयास चल रहे हैं. सभी प्रकार की तैयारियां यहां पर कर ली गई हैं. एम्बुलेंस से लेकर आईटीबीपी की मदद ली जा रही है, अन्य संस्थाओं की मदद ली जा रही है. आपदा प्रबंधन विभाग हमारा पूरी तरह से सक्रिय, जिला प्रशासन भी और हम लोग स्वयं सभी लोग लगातार संपर्क में हैं और हमारा प्रयास है कि सभी को सुरक्षित जल्दी से जल्दी बाहर निकाला जाए.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government's priority is to safely evacuate the people trapped under the avalanche. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said he spoke with Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, DGs of ITBP and NDRF. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is directed to take strict action against the entire network that helps Bangladesh and the Rohingya intruders to enter in the country and facilitate the stay. He said the issue of illegal intruders is linked to national security and it should be dealt with strict approach. He asked for the identification and deportation of intruders. Mr. Shah today chaired a high-level meeting with Chief Minister of Delhi, Rekha Gupta, Delhi Home Minister Ashish Sood, Commissioner of Police and senior officials in New Delhi. India has retained the fastest-growing major economy tag as its GDP grew by 6.2% in the third quarter of the current fiscal, up from the revised rate of 5.6% in the previous quarter. India recorded the GDP growth of 8.6% in the third quarter of the last fiscal year. The Central Board of Trustees of the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has kept unchanged and recommended the same interest rate of 8.25% on Employees Provident Fund, EPF deposits for 2024-25. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, chasing a victory target of 274, Australia with 64 runs for 1 wicket in 6 overs against Afghanistan in a crucial Group B encounter at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore, Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.